The Existential Worries of Mags Monroe. Written by Jean Granger. Narrated by Siobhan Waring. For Nora, who helped me to find my voice. Chapter 1. It's 2:50 a.m., and I'm lying here, tossing and turning. The kids will be on top of me in a few hours, and I'll be kicking myself for wasting so much precious sleep obsessing about Detective Sergeant Donal Cassidy. I try to focus on what I've learned at the meditation class in the community hall. Breathe in for 4, hold for 4, breathe out for 4. Nope, not relaxing. It's easy when Paminandra, real name Mara, does it, and we're all half asleep on the community hall carpet tiles, but implementing it in my own life seems to be beyond me. Maybe I should get some incense. I haven't any, of course. I have a scented candle that Kieran's mother bought me for Christmas, but that smells like someone burnt down a sweet shop. Beside me, Kieran is peaceful. I glance over. He's 53 and grey at the temples now, but I think he's still handsome. Kieran doesn't have trouble sleeping. He falls asleep in one position and stays that way till he wakes. You could draw around his body in chalk like he was a corpse, you know, the way they do on TV, and there he'd be in the morning in exactly the same position. He wouldn't shift if the house fell down around his ears. I remember once him telling his sister Orla that when our girls were babies, neither of them ever woke in the night. Orla threw me that conspiratorial look of mother's. What he meant is he never woke. Not that I'm complaining about him. He's a lovely husband and a great dad. Kieran works hard. He's a roofer and has his own company based here in Ballycarrick, started from nothing, fair play to him. He is exhausted when he comes home every night. It's a very physical job, so he never has trouble sleeping. Still, I work hard too. But I'm not pulling heavy roof slates around, I suppose. And now I'm looking at the ceiling for the 6th night in a row. My name is Mags, by the way, short for Margaret. And now, I suppose you'd want to look at me. If I were going to waste my time listening to someone's ramblings, I'd want to know what they look like, so here goes. Well, I won't say what I look like right now at 3 in the morning. That would frighten the dogs, but normally I'm, well, normal-looking. I'm 48. I have bluish eyes, kind of bluey-grey, I suppose, and I'm 5'7". If I were in a Crime Watch reconstruction, they'd find a middle-aged woman of average height and build with brown hair in a bob and blue eyes. So that's me, Mrs. Ordinary. Oh, and I'm a guard, which is what they call police officers in Ireland. Now, before you start...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?